Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
I'm Jordan Heath Rawlings, host of The Big Story, Canada's longest-running daily news podcast. For 6 years now, we've been telling one story a day, every one of them about something that matters to Canadians. This spring, though, we're going deeper. The Big Story presents Pay Dirt, the inside story of Ontario's Greenbelt scandal. From political games to stag and doe parties, endangered species, RCMP investigations, and Las Vegas massages, you will hear the full story straight from the people who broke it. The Big Story presents Pay Dirt. New episodes every Monday starting April 22nd, and you can get them all by following The Big Story wherever you get your podcasts.
Find your frequency.
Controversial subjects with the facts can be tense, but we are Ace Up Science here to make things make sense.
Today, we're talking about all meat diets or carnivorous diets in humans. It's a new trendy sort of fatty diet. We're going to get into the science of if it's good or bad, what happens to your body when you're on it. Later, we'll also be doing our What Did You Learn This Week's one on a new green technology, as well as some really fascinating mosquito research. And then we have our new segment, Comment Corner, where we take a call in from one of you and answer your burning questions.
Whoa, crazy. Wow. New format, bro. The call-ins are so fun. I was listening to them the other night stoned. Very fun.
Oh, were you actually?
Giggle, giggle. One was from, like, actually two were from Puerto Rico, and I was just immediately like, hottest accent ever. I was like, Bad Bunny is calling. Like, literally, like, the way they speak. I mean, that's so ignorant of me. I'm like, they sound like Bad Bunny.
It's like okay, there's more accent. Than.
But it's a specific Spanish accent that is extremely attractive to my ears. A guy and a girl. I'm bi. Okay.
Here we go. How's it going?
Good. Yeah. There's not been sun in Toronto in 2 months. So yeah, I mean, that's like a hot take. I need to stop talking about it. No, I don't even want to talk about it. Okay. How are you?
Yeah, no, I'm good. I'm feeling good.
Yeah, me too.
I'm doing well in the new year, you know, almost 2 weeks in and I'm just like, okay, doing it.
I know. I'm like, so 2024. When I'm like, based on our resolution episodes, like when does it all fall apart?
Yeah. I honestly keep thinking that.
I know, but I'm like, it always does. Cause it still feels like the new year.
Let's something mark else,
maybe
down,
it's probably Feb 1st.
When you're just like, oh, I did a month. That's enough.
Yeah. Or is
yeah,
it
I
March?
Am trying to do dry Jan for both like alcohol and weed.
Boring. Okay.
And I, no, I know that's boring, but I have constantly just been like, I'm going to quit.
I've not.
I did enough.
Yeah. I owe it like for my New Year's resolutions. Again, last week we talked about how to keep them. It's just so interesting. I just love weed so much. It's like never even an option for me. I'm just like going through all the other aspects of my life. And then I'm like, weed. I'm like, no, it's
keep
great.
It same.
It's like, keep it same. And it's just like, okay, wow. Like so many people, even you, just like dry weed. I'm like, oh, that sounds really boring.
It is. No, it's not. It's actually great. It's just a nice chance to reset. It's not because I think that I have like a specific problem or that it's so bad or anything like that. It's just every now and then it's nice to like, be like, I'm getting a good sleep schedule and eating well, and those things play a role in that. So
one thing we're not doing is the all meat carnivore diet. Let's get into it. This is it makes me smell farts. Like it well, just makes me think of farts.
You're one to talk, but shall we just get
okay,
into
we don't need to talk about my farts.
Well, it's hard not to.
Whoa.
Study time.
Study time.
Study time. Study time.
Okay, so
all meat diets. We're talking about not, you know, like Tyrannosaurus Rex. We're talking about humans.
Yeah.
And a diet that's become, you know, somewhat trendy and popular in recent years.
Is it called the carnivore diet if you're like on it, or do you say I only eat meat?
To be honest, I've heard it in many different ways, right? Like all meat diet, carnivorous diet. So, you know, it's a form, like, you know, people who are on keto diet obviously aren't doing all meat.
Because that's low, like, carb.
Which ends up being lots of meat for many people.
And dairy. You're allowed to eat, like, this is, it's animal products, right? So you eat eggs.
True.
And you eat, like, dairy.
But some people take it as far to say they only eat meat. That is what some people
do. You're on the fast train to death, my friend. Okay, but this is insane.
I shouldn't say a lot, but some of the research we're going to talk about is mostly focusing on animal product versus
vegetables. Well, like, from what I was reading of, like, the people who've popularized this, like, I don't even want to say his name.
Don't say it. Okay. That one. But there's another one we can say that was really popular in the last couple of years, Liver King.
Oh my God.
I knew you were going to say one. And I was like, I don't even want to mention
Jordan Peterson and his daughter. Okay, yeah, I don't even want to mention it.
Okay, so
we'll talk about Liver King. Wait, Liver King. Oh, is that what Liver King's thing was?
Yeah, he eats a liver and not every day. And not just that he eats all meat, it's that he also eats, like, raw meat.
Okay, so first of all, I read an article about him and he was on steroids and he was lying.
Yeah, so he claimed he was on steroids until emails leaked that showed he was spending $11,000 per month on anabolic steroids. So he was like, I'm not on steroids, it's because I have this amazing philosophy and only eat meat. And then in 2022, an email leaked that proved that he was spending $11,000. So this is what this is just to prime you on the types of people who are claiming that meat diets are healing all sorts of things.
Okay. Also, like, side note, welcome. The only time I heard about Liver King was the weirdest. This is why you cannot trust anything you hear on YouTube, except us. Ding. Okay. It was like a YouTube event, and I was sitting across from this, like, cute Southern belle. Okay. And, like, the meal came, and I was like, it's YouTube event. So you're like, who are you? And she's like, oh, I'm Katniss 3 or whatever. And she's like, I'm dating, like, some famous, like, honestly, if I said his name, a lot of people would probably know. I don't remember. It was like a famous Twitch guy who's friends with, like, Mr. Beast or whatever. Uh-huh. And she's like, she, like, said his name and I was like, who's that? And she was kind of like, oh, you don't know. And I'm just like, I don't know who that is. And I'm sorry, I don't know who you are. And I looked her up. She has, like, 10 million followers, whatever. She got her meal and she was like, oh, and was just, like, picking out the leaves of the salad, and then she just, like, ate the steak. She's like, I'm on an all meat diet. And I was just like, what? Like, she looked, and then she's like, my boyfriend, like, he's gotten all these things. And then that's when she was like, you know, he loves Liver King. And I was like, Liver King? Like, it was all just like, I was just sitting at this YouTube thing being like, everyone's fucked here. Like, everyone's so weird. And now this cute little Southern girl is like, I only eat steak. And my boyfriend says that he's like, whatever, like, he only eats steak because Liver King told him. And that's when I looked it up and was like, he's on steroids. Anyways, it's just, it's real. It's out
because
there.
We're starting the episode with a clear bias here. I do want to say, obviously, there are many, many claims that get made for any diet. And a lot of people in particular with meat diets have been like, it cured my arthritis. It cured my, like, the XYZ, cured my whatever. And not that I'm about to, like, validate any of that, but I know there are people out there that have a lot of chronic issues in their life. And sometimes they change their diet and maybe end up removing something they didn't realize was causing a problem. So I don't want to invalidate somebody who's like experimenting with diets and may realize
they got rid of their allergy because they're only eating a steak and, like, liver.
Yes, that does actually happen. And same goes for people who go vegan and go, it literally cured my problem. I mean, of course, vegan diets we've talked about a lot also are very, like, anti-inflammatory and this and that, but there's also a chance when you're just talking on the individual level that they could have had a food sensitivity that was making them feel like crap, and then when they change their diet. So I'm only saying this because if somebody who's watching or listening to this is trying an all meat diet, like, all power to you to try your own things if you're having problems in your life.
Okay, but this is the it's called T-Vibes. This is, like, what they claim,
and it's trends, right?
Yeah, like, well, like,
every 5 years there's a new major diet.
But this one is extremely, like, it's, like, very much like, what? Like, when she said he only eats meat, I was like, he gonna die, girly. Like, there was, like, no part of me that was like, oh, that's interesting scientifically. I was like, hun, like, what? Like, what are you even talking about? Okay, so anyways, so they think, because that's what I went through my mind, was like, so what in God's name, because she probably believed in God, like, do you think is the rationale? Like, I couldn't even fathom it.
Yeah.
So researching it was like, they think that there's plant toxins and pesticides in plants that are, like, ruining you. And then they claim that it's, like, the agricultural revolution created all this starchy food that makes us all like unhealthy, blah, 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 blah. And that they're eating like hunter gatherers who only ate meat, which is like, that's literally a full lie. True. That's like absolutely like untrue. From studying human teeth, like Homo sapiens, like we ate, it was 80 to 90% of our caloric intake came from nuts and berries. Hmm. So it's like,
Like
at least let in some nuts and berries, girl. Like it's just like, that is such a false narrative that we were just these like Homo sapiens, like ripping like, rabbit heads off and like sucking their blood. It's
chasing
like, no,
down bison constantly.
We were lucky when we got some meat. And then there's all this like copious amounts of gathering hunter gatherers that is scientifically proven. Our teeth, our molars, like we are omnivores. And it's just so odd that like that never stopped this trend in its tracks. Like that is scientific proof that we ate and got most of our calories from nuts.
And that's not to say like obviously humans have and do eat meat. It's like, but to say that we're carnivorous is like inaccurate.
Yeah. Or to like, I get that sort of like rationale. And like, I know that Joe Rogan did it and all those like bro guys who like look like cavemen being like, we want to eat like cavemen. It's like, okay, so then like get the nuts and berries in a bowl, my friend.
No, this is another little side note, but we are going to get into some specific studies. I've been thinking recently, especially when it comes to someone like Joe Rogan, who I also don't even really want to bring up on this podcast. Tell me if I've said this before. Something I think about is the number one species for long distance travel in the world is humans. Humans are the best at traveling and running for extended periods of time. And I often think of these like overly super mask jacked bros that are focusing on muscles. And it, it's like, if you're trying to be so like prototypical human, you want to eat like a cave person. It's like they were able to run and chase and hunt for days. And I just am like, then let me see you run 10K. Right now. And I don't know.
Yeah, it is funny. I can't picture him running 10K.
I mean, maybe he could. Like, I'm actually not making it.
Sorry, Joe Rogan heads. I'm sure he can run 10K. But it's not like, I get what you mean. He's not like this lean, like marathon
runner.
And I mean,
to me, I'm like, because the idea for them of masculinity is strength. But like cardio is not something that like hyper masculine men are trying to. Well, I mean, like toxic masculine men are trying.
Also, this is classic pseudoscience cherry picking. Like I started to be like, okay, I will read the articles that these people have done. And it is like really scary when you get into misinformation because, okay, like for example, drklitz.com. Like this is like
I saw that. Yeah.
So then you read it and they do the little citations and they do the bibliography and you click the bibliography citations and it just goes back to his website with his writing again. And then they eventually get to like one study like from Harvard, which was on people.
There's like one study in like also 1903 that gets
And there's another, and their whole thing is like, we're getting you away from mainstream media, mainstream science. I'm like, mainstream media is peer reviewed with thousands of articles about the importance of fiber. Like we know how, like it's just how your body works. Like it's not actually complicated.
Yeah.
There's not like big scientists out there being like, you should eat spinach. It's like, no, like, like there's not, it's not like big spinach is making these things. It's so odd. But like it links back to his own writing. And when you actually get down to it, there's like one article on PubMed, which doesn't even mean it's peer reviewed. It's just a website that conglomerates things. And it's a survey of people doing the all meat diet and only the ones who complete it. So it's like 4 months. So there's obviously a lot of people who probably were like, this is dumb and stopped. And were like, I felt bad. And it's just them saying that they felt better.
Through self reports. Yeah.
It's a self report of like the people who followed through of like not that many people. And then in that, the writers obviously write like their theories. And then that leads to like hundreds of extrapolated articles that these websites make all these people look better. Yeah, it's crazy. It's like, wow, you can see how this works because like.
And to be fair, that happens on all sides of every argument. Like you have to be extra careful. And we need to be careful of that too, because sometimes if you're not going deep enough to like the source material, you can think like, oh, this is legit. And then you realize, oh, that was literally just a survey where they didn't actually test anything other than or, how people felt, which is like still important. Like it's still important to do surveys.
Yeah. But, but not when there's so many other valid theories.
Exactly.
Like, and then also,
that's the meta-analysis angle where you're like, and once you think, you start to take.
It's just, it's actually about, It's about something else. It's about trying to feel, I think there's like a camaraderie. I bet a lot of people feel,
there's a really good quote here from, like, there was a Miguel article to say like, why are people doing this?
Yeah, and exactly. Actually, like there's
this
something
is a quote that I thought was really interesting. So they said, some people adopt it as a way to lose weight. Others hope to be cured of their chronic affliction. It's an act of rebellion against the medical establishment for some, a way to reassert one's masculinity for others. For a few, it's culinary libertarianism in the face of an alleged vegan agenda. Huh. A don't tread on me flag the color of a rare steak.
Yeah, like, so there's like, something
I think there's many
else.
Reasons.
Yeah,
right?
Because because it's like there isn't information here for you to build a life around. Like there's they quickly go to like tribes like in like parts of West Africa who eat mostly like meat and blood, and they're like, look how healthy they are. I'm like, yeah, they're also living a completely different life. Like they're literally like, they're actually working all day. Like these are like nomadic tribes. Like I'm like, you're sitting at your desk doing accounting work, like dummying a steak, like good luck. And then there's also genetic components. They use Inuit populations, mm-hmm. and like they eat really specific types of food, like whale skin, like all right. these different things. It's like, you can't go to the grocery store and buy like a dangerous raw steak mm-hmm. and chug it. It's just wild, 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 wild.
In cases where communities do eat lots of meat or primarily meat, that's kind of lost my train of thought. Sorry.
I'll just keep going. Sorry. Which is that they jump really quickly to like very specific anecdotal things about like nomadic indigenous groups, and it's just like, you've gone like 0 to 100 so quick, and there's like 3 studies, and then they build so much. It's just wild to then change your lifestyle to something like so intense, which makes me be like, it's about something else. It's about masculinity. It's about being against the system. It's about being like, I know something you don't know. Like it's something.
Especially when
else.
It comes to plants and fruits and vegetables. And we've done a couple episodes here in On Sub Science about, you know, just like vast amounts of research that show how good vegetables are for you.
I just can't stop laughing. It's just like, what do you mean? They're like, vegetables are bad.
Toxic.
and like,
okay, you know,
fruit?
What?
So gay.
What I think gets conflated here and becomes challenging to navigate is because, and I'm not trying to say like these people, I think like in any version of this.
No, like I am actually on an all-meat diet.
People go, well, look, there's like the pharmaceutical the pesticide industry that's actually spraying pesticides.
Yeah, it's like that's
and like,
bad.
That may actually be a problem. And so then they're finding bits of information that are problematic and we should address and we should like talk about, but then extrapolating that beyond to say like, so we shouldn't eat any plants because pesticides are evil and there's evil geniuses behind this trying to kill us through plants. I think like the same can be said for like the medical industry. Like there is a huge problem in pharmaceuticals, but also things like antibiotics and penicillin have like saved, and vaccines have saved so many people's lives. So you have to kind of like tread and be smart about like understanding its value and also being able to criticize. And I think like a vegetable is probably the last thing you need to be
that's
overly
what I mean.
Criticizing.
I'm like, yeah, I'll get on like big pharma with you. Like, yeah, like big pharma is crazy, but I'm like, vegetables.
And also like a lot of meat is also implicated with
like,
antibiotics and hormones.
Getting made. Yeah, that's so true. I mean, Joe Rogan's always like, I speared a deer in my backyard. It's like, okay, go off this. Like, but like not everyone's like doing that.
Do we want to get into like some specific research? I have like study. I don't know if you want to lead on that.
I mean, I just have lots of research about how good vegetables are.
Okay. Why don't I start? Because the study that I found and I'm referencing is from Nature, the journal. And it actually...
Ever heard of her? I'm kidding.
Just one of my most favorite. We actually subscribed to their magazine. They gave a group of people all meat diets and all plant diets. And they were basically trying to test their microbiomes. Like, what were the differences?
Okay, wow.
But the unique thing about this study is they were rotating between them. So, say you were a participant, you would spend 5 days on an all-plant diet and then switch to an all-meat diet and then switch to an all-plant. Like,
odd.
Rotating.
Odd.
Because they were trying to see, like, what are the implications on your microbiome and can we see a difference in these short time frames? And basically... what was really interesting was within 24 hours of changing your diet, your microbiome starts changing.
Whoa.
Which is really interesting, right? Like to think like your food impacts your body that fast. Not just your body, the makeup. And maybe it's not so surprising. Like, okay, of course, if you eat something that will help a certain species of bacteria thrive, it will slowly and almost immediately change your microbiome. But I think the speed at which it happened is cool. and also promising. Cool.
You know what should happen is
it's cool to think like, okay, when you change your diet, there are immediate changes to your body. What they found was the plant-based diet. So when people changed to that, they had more probiotic bacteria that helped to break and ferment food. And fermentation is great because it creates short-chain fatty acids. And that's like from breaking down fiber. And fiber is so good for you. And there's like, by the way, zero fiber in meat. If you don't
believe
me, Google
it. That's the crazy thing. Like if there's one thing that I've gotten from the trend of nutrition for the last 2 years, it's like fiber saves your life. And then I'm like, you're going to the one diet where you have zero fiber? It's crazy. Anyways, continue.
So the all meat diet saw different bacterial groups proliferate, many of which are associated with diseases like colon cancer. And we know that meat is correlated specifically with colon cancer, but is considered a carcinogen for that exact reason. Yeah. There's a specific bacteria called, I'm going to say it wrong, Bilophila wadsworthia on the animal-based
diet. Oh, yeah, I know her.
And this is like, it triggers inflammation and like can cause inflammatory bowel disease. So basically meat was promoting more inflammatory bacteria, whereas plant-based diets were doing the opposite.
You're not even mentioning the farts.
Oh,
no one's ever like, I really wanted to find a flatulence study. There wasn't anything, but I'm like,
to be fair,
these people smell. Yeah.
If you change your diet abruptly to a vegan or vegetarian diet, you may also experience.
I also have
very
a farting problem
farts.
Right now, but it's okay. Imagine you found out I was secretly on this.
Yeah,
I just thought there'd be like more talk about it because it's all about like you do just like get so sick.
Well, one of the big problems about this is there's actually so few big quality studies around like all meat diets because I think it is more of a trend right now. It's not like people have been doing it for 50. Like you can't have
long-term
studies.
Yeah. Obviously, which is probably what they use that point probably a lot because they're like, well, prove us wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, okay, yeah, that's true. That's going to be harder to do. There is iron, zinc, selenium, vitamin D. If you have dairy, there's calcium, iodine, and B vitamins. Like, you know what I mean? They're going to talk about those
things that are good
meat.
For you.
Yeah, or in fish, like omega-3. Like, there's enough nutrients and like, you know, sexy nutrition words in meat to be like, there's this in meat.
Sure.
Like, that is
true. You get
true.
A lot of important nutrients from meat. Not that you can't get them elsewhere. And someone who eats a lot of meat might also argue, because one of the big concerns is like vitamin deficiencies. But of course, you can get vitamins in other places and supplements.
Yeah.
And so the same arguments that are made for like vegans and the terms of their deficiencies, you know, okay, take a pill. Take whatever.
Take a pill and a pizza.
Something else that was also interesting in this study is when in the meat phase, there was the emergence of antibiotic resistance bacteria, which they thought was very interesting. And they think is likely because this was in the US where they use hormones and antibiotics in meat. And that was just coming into people.
That's the other thing. I was like, aren't they, if they're afraid of pesticides on plants, wouldn't they be afraid of all the antibiotics in meat?
I
guess that's
not every, lots of countries have regulations against that. I don't know. America obviously is one that's just like, do whatever the fuck you want to our citizens.
Welcome to America. But, also, like many like dietary, I guess they don't care about dietary guidelines because that's so like big government.
Yeah.
But like the UK one is like more than 70 grams per day of red or processed meats is like extremely dangerous because of the preservatives in the meat. Again, maybe they're like hunting elk, but for those of you who aren't,
like, who are like shopping for
And then it's like it leads directly to throat, stomach, and colon cancer, which is like on the rise for men and young men. Mm-hmm. So it kind of freaks me out a little bit because it's like, all this stuff is leading to these cancers that are really increasing in young men. Mm. People don't really know why, but a lot of people think it's meat.
Possibly.
Meat consumption. So then it's like, oh shit, like that's so sad and dangerous if someone starts doing this. Cause like we know that it leads to colon, stomach, and throat cancer. And then, I just can't get over the fiber thing. Because we know like fiber is so important. Essentially, it's like the cellulose in plants that can't really break down. It's so important for your microbiome, as you said. Mm-hmm. We don't know detailed reasons about why the microbiome is so good for you, but we know it's good for you. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's hard to do the correlation.
And then a lot of like chronic, sort of interrupt you, but just like a lot of issues are getting tagged to microbiomes and realizing like people that, you know, we talk about like fecal transplants to like change people's microbiomes and the bacteria in them because that's having a bigger impact on their overall bodies.
And they can't like colon cancer, like even like depression, like all these things where you're like, oh, whoa. So now you're doing this thing that has zero fiber.
Yeah.
So maybe zero, almost like zero prebiotics you're consuming, unless you're like having like a prebiotic yogurt with it like in it or something like that.
If you're allowed. I guess that's dairy.
But. And then it's just like the whole cardiovascular disease thing. It's like, that's such a main killer of men. And you're eating fatty meat, you're eating butter, and that's building up in your artery. Like, it's just, again, I'm just like, I don't understand. Like, we know that that creates, we know that meat and butter and these things cause cardiovascular disease. Mm-hmm. So why is it not like fear of cardiovascular disease if you're only eating that? Like, I don't really understand.
I think it comes down to like these similar silos of like being able to find data and information. And that's not to say those, that all the studies are illegitimate. Like, lots of science is contradictory. And that's why the bigger meta-analysis end up mattering so much, because they're taking sometimes conflicting research and saying, well, where does it tend to lead? And so I think people who are interested in this for whatever reason might, it's easy to find, I'm sorry, I'm not saying it's easy to find studies in this case, but they maybe are holding on to studies that they've seen prove, one, quote unquote, proof.
One thing I like read often, but I just took one of the quotes because I read this sentiment throughout where I was like, this isn't about people's health, because we know a carnivore diet is extremely unhealthy compared to eating fruits and vegetables and a balanced diet.
Yeah.
And it was just, this was like a quote from one of the articles. It was like, brainwashing is forced upon us from all levels by doctors, dietitians. This is like from the main guy's website that people would go find these studies.
To promote eating meat.
It's like there's brainwashing forced upon us at all levels by doctors, dietitians, government, schools, media, corporations, and religious and spiritual organizations and vegans that keep people from their true potential of health and happiness. It's like, oh my God. So it's about that.
Right. For that many people, sentiment. It's like that idea of control.
Yeah. And then you're like, okay, if I want to be free of this sort of like control by the big state, I just eat meat. Like, it's like a weird sort of someone like Jordan Peterson on the Joe Rogan show decided that this was going to be the correlation to like free people from like, you know, that whole like vibe. Mm-hmm. It's like, this is just another
version
expression of that.
Of that.
It has nothing to do with health. Yeah. Like, it's extremely unhealthy. We know that, but it's like, if you don't believe in science or dietitians or government or any of those things, then of course you're not going to believe all the like thousands of research telling you how important fiber is, because that's by the government funded research institution.
It's just such a funny argument when you're just like, don't trust anyone but me.
I know, like Dr. Klink, who links to my own website, who then sells you, like Jordan Peterson's daughter, her whole thing was she sells you $75 an hour diet. It's like, now there's money. It's just a pyramid scheme that we're now making a podcast about.
I just wanted to quickly clarify, I realized earlier in that nature study I might have said all meat, but it was an all animal diet versus an all plant diet. So like, they were eating eggs and cheese, dairy and things like that. So again, there's very few studies that like look at all meat diets, because that's kind of very rare, I think.
And then there's the final thing, which is like, it's an extremely selfish act due to their carbon footprint.
Totally. And the climate, basically.
Yeah, it's just like so odd. It's like, again, it's like, oh,
I think
God.
It's that same thing. It tends to be that same community of people who like also distrust scientists, think that it's like climate change is a hoax, or that this is all like a leftist form of control, and that they're pushing back on that by eating meat and saying, either I don't care about the environment or I know you're lying, and so it doesn't matter, you know?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I thought there'd be like something good. It's like, yeah, I guess you got some vitamin D.
Well, I mean, like, I don't, of course I do think there's many reasons that meat can be considered bad, but there's also many it can be considered good, right? Yeah. Like, vegetables are also not that expensive, but there might be many people who rely on meat as their source of nutrition.
Yeah,
because it's accessible.
Like, I was listening to like some like bro like podcast, like Level Up podcast, and they were saying it's like, yeah, the great thing about it is it limits your ability. Like, you can't eat like anything. So then when you go to a restaurant or you're trying to make decisions, it's so easy. You just go, I need your biggest steak when you go to a restaurant. Mm. And then so some people were like, I got really fit and lost weight because I didn't have...
And that happens with like, a lot of diets, right? Like, you ultimately in many diets are consuming less calories because you have a very focused path.
Yeah, that's what
same
I mean.
With
I
was being like, a vegetarian. Okay. You're like, okay, here's all that part of the menu is off the table.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll just choose from this.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is like, it's nice. It's, sometimes it's nice to have a sense of, not like just control, but like of clarity around what
you're
doing.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like they were expressing like, oh, okay, you've got some control in your life from you when you did this.
Mm-hmm. A few of the other concerns that I want to mention that pop up in case anyone's still considering an all-meat diet. Yeah, protein and uric acid overload. Hello, gout.
Yeah, as a gout sufferer, this is not going to work for me. Yeah.
Can potentially cause kidney issues. Also, a lot of times meat can be oversalted, which can impact blood pressure. I'm like, are my eyes blurring or did that just go so blurry? Doesn't matter. high cholesterol is a risk. And as I said, increased cancer risk. So
yeah, the increased cancer risk is the one for me that's like, and not for me, hun. Mm. But whatever. I mean, like, I'm like, I don't think this is like a huge trend. I don't know if it's something that is like taking over society.
I don't
but maybe
so.
Like, how the hell would I know?
No, I think like there might be pockets of groups that are interested in it.
There's lots of signs on it. Like scientists are talking about, nutritionists are talking
about. Yeah, it's obviously popular enough to be talking about. But at least my hope is at the same time, you know, vegetarian and vegan ideals are popping up more and more, especially because of the climate change and the environmental impact of those things.
And if you're still like mad about vegans, it's like, welcome to 2009. Get over it.
I know.
Like the whole like, how do you know that there's a vegan? They'll tell you. It's like, okay, lol, like 10, 15 years ago, maybe I would have chuckled. Now it's like, that's so boring.
Yeah. And like, they don't. Or I mean, like, I guess obviously you'll know someone's vegan, but it's just kind of like.
I think it just, we've done our episode about being vegan. I think it just triggers people's own insecurity about how they like can't, they don't have the willpower to do it. Anyways. So. I'm good. I'm done. I'm ready to get into what we're doing this week.
Take a little break.
Format shift. We don't even know how to do it.
We're going to take a little break. And when we come back, we have some other really cool science to talk about. And we're taking your calling questions.
Let go.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
What did we learn this week?
So mine's coming in hot, literally from Iceland.
And you said yours is positive, right?
Or yeah, everything from technology? Iceland's positive, right? Yeah. Except like the scary Viking
and
colonization.
The zero sun for like
and
half
the zero
year.
Sun. But I mean like Bjork, Sigur Rós, geothermal energy. They seem relatively nice, like, right?
Oh, yeah, I think they're friendly people.
Yeah.
Quiet, but very friendly.
Yeah, quiet, but friendly. Arts the Boots House down, and they got over their banking issue. Okay,
Of monsters and men? Anyone?
Yeah! Anyone? Stomp, clap. Hey, diddly, 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 diddly.
That's not what they sound like at all.
It is.
Okay, fine.
Is it not?
Moving on.
They're Newfoundland. Okay, so... it's kind of geothermal vibe. So the ice, it's called, there's these Icelandic magma reservoirs. So essentially they think they could like have the most insane green energy at zero cost if they can figure out this technology, but they're only starting to really think about it in 2026 because it's just like, it's new, but it's hard to know exactly where magma is underneath the Earth's surface, but there's clearly so much like near the Earth's surface in Iceland because like the
volcanoes. With the geothermal, like, yeah, is that what you mean? The magma is what heats the
Literal volcanoes are going off.
Yeah.
Like, what were you gonna say with the geothermal?
Well, you know how they have like hot springs and stuff.
Yes,
because like
that
the
is part of
the lava under the ground is heating the ground.
Yes, but
why did you give me that?
No, I don't know. You just got excited and got ahead, and it's just like you're like, oh yeah, the geothermal. Yeah. But it's actually cool. They like sent down a drill for geothermal energy that kind of like all of a sudden they said it was almost like a knife going through butter. It just like fell and like really fast. And they were like, what the heck? Then they pulled it back up and then it got stuck.
Butter. You're like, this is butter.
The land of butter. That's so Iceland to be like, trolls eating butter underground. But it was magma and they like didn't realize it was there because it's really hard to find magma close to the surface. And so they've realized there's a new way to like tell if like waves don't come back from these lasers in a certain way, there might be magma. And so essentially they're realizing they can use the same type of equipment for geothermal to drill to these like magma near the surface like areas. And they're going to start putting tools and different like things into it in it to figure out if they could create like turbines and like the heat coming off of it could then become this like new geothermal type of energy.
Cool.
But what I didn't realize was like fossil fuels burn at 450 degrees Celsius. The steam that like comes off of them is so powerful that it like creates the energy.
Yeah.
Whereas geothermal, it only ever gets to 250 degrees Celsius. Okay. So it's like less efficient, but this was like, it can get to like 900, like it's like so much hotter. And they're like this, if we can figure out how to make this heat and steam work, like
use
through,
it.
Yeah, it's it would be
right
essentially more efficient than fossil fuels, and also it's not, you know, it's a renewable energy. Like it's
yeah. Okay, that's really cool.
And so it would be called magma geothermal, and it would be called a super hot geothermal system. And I just think Icelandic people will figure it out because, like, they always do.
I think so too.
Like, get Bjork down in there. She'll like, I don't know, sing to the trolls,
to it and it will tell her.
There's probably trolls pushing the magma. The trolls are waiting. Or is it fairies? I think it's fairies. People have told me that Bjork built her house around rocks because you can't move rocks in Iceland because, like, the fairies live in rocks.
That's cute.
And then I once went to her house and it was, I mean, that's crazy, stalker vibes, but I am obsessed with Bjork and someone told me where her house was and I went and I was like, that's an extremely normal house.
That's nice, though.
No, I'm like, no, that was not built around. I was like, I don't see the rocks that they were built around. Like, there was some rocks on her front lawn and I was just like, okay, I guess she didn't like build her house on her front lawn. But it was just one of those things where I thought the house would be like
more distinct,
like
around
fluid
rocks,
and yeah. like around rocks. And it was like, no, it's like it was all black though. Mm-hmm. That was kind of cool. Painted black. Oh, I love her so much. Okay.
Something to say, but I forgot. So I'll move on to my what's on this week.
Yeah.
5 billion mosquitoes are about to be unleashed in Brazil for something really cool.
Oh.
I'm hoping to make a video about this.
I think I talked about this in a TikTok.
What?
Go off.
Oh, but wasn't yours a Disney thing?
No, it was in Brazil.
Oh, okay. So this year, they're revving up to, they've done these smaller scale tests with mosquitoes. What they realize, so like obviously mosquitoes are the number one killer of human because they spread disease like malaria and dengue. And
what did you call me?
Dengue.
Whoa.
Scientists are genius and they realized there's this bacteria that exists in about 50% of insects.
Yeah, no, this is what my TikTok was.
Okay, but did I? Like, we haven't said this on the pod, have we?
No. And it was like, people were like, this, you should make a video. You're going to make a video on this?
Yeah, I'm interviewing the lead researcher, like,
excuse me, I'm semi-hard. Why do I not know this?
TikToks, by the way.
Oh, my God. Okay, go
on. I'm kidding, I forgot.
Is he cute? Okay, wow, off the pod.
Dengue.
Well, he's Brazilian. It's like, name it.
No, he's not Brazilian. Oh, sorry. He's Australian.
And to all the Brazilian listeners, never seen an unattractive Brazilian. I'm still on the hunt for one. Okay, continue.
Okay, so basically, that I'm just saying this to the audience since you already know it, but there's this bacteria. It's in almost like 50 or 60% of insects. Doesn't occur in mosquitoes, the ones that cause disease, but they realized if they infected mosquitoes with it, it outcompetes viruses. So if the mosquito has this bacteria, things like dengue don't spread to humans. And so they started modifying more mosquitoes and doing small test runs of this in places like Australia and Indonesia. and realize, like, the rates of dengue are going down because it's not just these mosquitoes. These mosquitoes then go breed and then spread it to other mosquitoes. They pass it down on generations, and then you're not having to kill mosquitoes. You're actually just like changing.
You're
the
making
population.
Them sick with you're a different
them
disease
sick for a thing that doesn't affect humans.
Yeah,
And so they Brazil has like authorized the use of this countrywide. The World Health Organization is going to be debating this year for like a broader scale, because obviously it like feels intense to just like unleash mosquitoes. But
President Lula said okay. Bolsonaro would have been like, no, science is bad.
Well, they're building a factory that I think will put out 5 billion a year. Mosquitoes is the plan.
They're probably going to be the hottest, sexiest mosquitoes ever too, or just like Brazilian like tan, sexy mosquitoes without diseases.
The early trials in Indonesia, I believe it was, saw dengue reduced by as much as 77%.
Okay, so...
And that affects 400 million people a year
that
get infected. And then about 100 million get sick, and I think like 50,000 or 60,000 die a year.
It's going to be saving lives, my friends.
For sure.
I called it something like, why Brazil is infecting mosquitoes with bat... Like, it was something...
Cool.
No, but it was something that was like, you can, this is now everyone's getting insight into how to make a YouTube video, but it was almost like a scary title of like infecting, do you know what I mean? Because you're infecting the mosquitoes with a virus, right? Yeah. Or is it a bacteria?
It's a bacteria.
You're infecting mosquitoes with a bacteria that sounds bad and then unleashing it into humans.
Yeah, it
but it's
like
the bacteria doesn't affect humans and then it spread. Like, do you know what I mean? There, I forgot what I called it, but it was something that I think the reason that TikTok did well is people were like,
kind of
that's
spooked.
Scary.
Okay, I should watch that.
Because it's like you're, they are actually infecting the mosquitoes, which seems bad.
It does seem bad. Well, it's bad for the mosquito. Well, actually it's not.
Sorry, hun.
Because the bacteria, like think of like our microbiome. Like the bacteria exists naturally in many, many insects like harmoniously. Do you know what I mean? It's not like killing them. It's just like thriving in them.
I know. It's so funny how it's just like, even like flies sometimes, I'm like, you're cute, but mosquitoes, I'm just like, no, sorry, you're going to be obliterated.
Yeah. And it doesn't help that they're so
killers. It's very like,
killers.
It's very like white guy on an acid trip to have like a mosquito bite them and be like, what? Like, I'm not going to kill them. Like, they are living.
Have you done that?
be just trying to like tell you about the time a mosquito bit me and I was on. No, I feel bad, but I bet even if I was on mushrooms, I'd swat the thing and be like, sorry, you're different. Sorry, like I love all living things, but
except you.
You're gone, hun.
I agree. I absolutely hate mosquitoes. Anyway, I am planning to make a video about that, and I'm in talks with one of the lead researchers to chat to him about it in a couple weeks.
So. Me peering in the background to see if he's hot.
Okay, like, I mean, that's the weirdest thing.
Yeah, no, I don't know. It's like I want to, like,
just stop.
I wish that no one could hear this, but I'm saying this into a mic. Like, it's just like, this is the one thing I wish no one could hear, but I'm saying it into a mic.
How have you not been canceled yet?
I always think about that.
Yeah.
Like, I honestly do think I've been on the right side of history and I shouldn't be canceled, but I think I like to teeter on the... edge in a weird way that I'm like, oh god, no, I can't get canceled for saying if anything, we need a Sports Illustrated for researchers.
That's true.
Do you know what I mean? We're trying to make science sexy over here. It is. Okay. And like, even if you aren't physically attractive, if you're a scientist, you're hot. I always think about that. Like, if you're on a Tinder date and the guy or girl or anything in between, the they them comes in and is like, I'm a microbiologist, I'd be like, okay, zip, like, what do we do? Don't you think it's hot? Like, I think it's hot.
Of course.
You know what I mean? I'm like, we need that in the culture.
Yeah. I don't
disagree. I'm just really trying to like mix, like explain away the fact that I was like thirsting over in someone who isn't real.
Let us know what you think about hot scientists and needing hot science in the culture.
I mean, I guess there kind of is the like hot science. Is that a trope sort of like glasses in a lab coat?
It's a trope that scientists are nerds and not hot.
I know, like every time there's like a nerdy freak scientist in a movie, I'm like, why couldn't they be so hot?
Sometimes they are.
Actually, yeah, sometimes they are. Okay, what's our upcoming episode? You want to try this? The like saying that you can reach us at asapscience.com.
We're about to do a call-in. We're about to answer someone's question.
Oh, shit, I forgot about that.
I'm trying to like...
Oh, my God.
This whole time.
Ending.
No, Greg's on his side. No, I've been... That's why I'm like...
Oh, my God, okay.
We're going to now answer
I don't
question.
Understand the new format.
So I'm going to move on to that section. Okay.
Whoa.
Comment Corner.
Hey, guys. My name is Ali. I'm from India, and I absolutely love the podcast. And you know I've been paying attention because about 2.5 years ago, y'all did an episode about solar panels and talked about having them installed on your house. Now, it's been a while, so I was just curious about how your long-term experience with it has been. Like, has it stood the test of time? Over the years, has it needed any serious maintenance work? Has it substantially changed your electricity consumption, or are there moments where you forget it's there? Oh, and did Greg finally get a battery coupled with it like he wanted? Give us the tea.
Give us the tea. Thanks, Allie. That was a great question. Thank you for listening for so many years. We do still have the solar panels. What's your take, Greg?
Well, definitely every day when I walk up to the house and I see them up there, I'm like, wow, we slay. Like, it's cool.
It's a fun feeling.
Like, it's a cool feeling. You're like, oh, I guess. And it hasn't changed our energy consumption. I feel like we don't. Like
our actual use of energy.
Our use of energy is low. Our house is always like our, I feel like our friends are always like, you're like, I just feel like we don't use things.
I mean, here's what I'll say. Like they've stood the test of time for sure. I mean, it's still very new. We haven't had to do any maintenance or anything like that.
Yeah. Obviously, oh, sorry. Yes. He asked a lot of questions. I think
are in Canada. So the winter, like it's been literally cloudy in Toronto for the last 2 months. Like they're not that useful right now. It's not that, sorry. It's not that they're not useful, but they are useful.
They're still creating energy.
They do, but way less. I like to look at the graph, and whenever it's a cloudy day, I'm like, oh yeah, that kind of sucks.
Yeah. But in the summer, we're giving energy back to the city.
Subsidized. Yes. I know you asked a question about like battery storage, which is kind of what we imagined when we first signed up to get solar panels. But at least here in Toronto, our energy that's generated goes to the city and gets distributed to like houses as forms of energy. And then we are subsidized for whatever we provide.
Yeah. So we are not off the grid in theory. We still are using energy from the grid in Toronto. But what happens is the energy the solar panels create goes to the grid.
Yeah.
So we're not actually like using the energy that the solar panels are creating, but we're essentially like quote unquote off the grid. Because in the summer, for example, we use less energy than we're creating.
And in those moments, which is nice, is we get like rebated back money. So we don't get given the money, but we get it on our next bill. It's like sometimes our bill is like minus $20 in the summer when it's like shining sun all the time. And then that just gets like a credit put on the next bill.
It does make me think about my energy consumption, but I am actually like, we don't, like, our lights are always off. Our house is always freezing. Like, we don't, I haven't really changed.
I thought a little bit about, like, especially because we're in, like, a net positive in terms of, like, making more energy in the summer. In the winter, we don't make as much as we use, but it's not, like, a crazy difference. It's nice to still have them. But I think about, like, oh, are there things in our house that we should think about switching to electric? Like, we have a gas stove I've wanted to change forever.
I want an electric stove totally. So bad. Yeah.
Gotcha. And I think like that's a great way to be like, well, we're making all this extra
hot
energy.
Take, we're thinking about it now, Ali. Thank you. No, that's so true. And also, it's just like, if you're in goddamn LA
where it's sunny,
it's like why are they not on it's like, I think that sometimes people don't realize how little sun we get in. Like, there are parts of the world near the equator where I'm just like, solar power. Like the desert, like all of Arizona, like it's just, it's fascinating to me because even the way that like the sun is tilted, because we're in Canada, like our solar panels are on one side of our roof. If you were on the equator and that sun is just like hankering through the middle of the sky all the time, it's like you can have them on both sides
especially if you live like out of a major city and you have property to like have solar. Like we only can have our solar panels on our roof because we only have
our
like,
house is also v small.
So but if like, you had like a yard and all this kind of stuff, like we're in the country, you could definitely create so much energy.
So they are amazing. They are a slay. We do love them. And that's our answer. Cool. And it's a really good question because I kind of like now I'm like, oh, yeah. But sometimes I do skip up to our house. I'm like, yeah, see that?
I love
solar panels.
So if you would like to send in questions, we have a thought. You can send in personal questions, you can send in science questions. We will try
You can hit on us too.
Whatever like you want. Lots of people sent them in. Will try to answer lots of questions over the coming weeks or whatever. So I'm sorry if we haven't answered your question yet.
No, there's so many and we will get to them all because we are never gonna stop this podcast unless one of us dies, which will be really sad.
But I wanted to. So our next episode we decided is on neurodivergence. And we thought it could be fun, and we maybe can answer more than one if you guys have thoughts. Are you neurodivergent? Do you know somebody who's neurodivergent? Are you working medicine or in the field or therapy where you could talk about it?
Yeah.
Give us your hot takes. Give us your cold takes. Anything you want to say about it or ask us questions about it.
Whoa.
Feel free
to
go
to... So we'll put that in the study time portion?
Possibly. I think it will kind of depend. Like, we're just sussing out this format.
So we're a call-in podcast.
It could be fun to, like, hear people's opinions.
I really have to do research on this. I don't know anything about neurodivergence.
You are neurodivergent, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, probably. But then that's what I'm like, is it everyone? No, well, I really need to research this.
Anyway, so this is our thought. Just send in your thoughts at asapscience.com/chat. It's super easy. Once you're at the link, you just hit record, and it will send us a little voice note. And then it will possibly be featured on the pod.
Yeah, and to all of our friends asking if we suck or swallow, we are getting... Like, or you know, there's a lot of our friends who are literally just like...
Trolling us.
Yeah, like, why is your ass loose? And it's like, okay... Hey there, Fab. You know, we got it. Okay, thank you.
So thank you guys so much for listening. And we will see you next week with some more science about neurodivergence.
Post.
Peace.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.